County Legislator Betty Jean Grant says she went around essentially getting people to vote on Central Terminal or Canal Side for the station and had more than 100 signatures for Central Terminal and few for Canal Side. Actually, there are four different downtown sites, mostly clustering around the current Exchange Street station, with cost estimates of $34 million to $86 million. For Central Terminal, estimates range from $68 million to $149 million. Developer Harry Stinson says the cost might be less because it could tie into his $100 million development plans for the terminal and surrounding areas.
The first time we actually saw these design options was today, which is a bit frustrating, but all of them can work. What I want to try and clarify with them is throwing out these cost estimates before even talking to us is premature. Because some of the things, I don't know what in those costs were things that we might have been doing anyways. We're happy to work with them. So I think the cost can be a lot less.
Stinson says he may gain control of the terminal complex as early this week, with legal papers ready to be signed. The Toronto developer says he wants to start repair work on the terminal tower this summer. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.